In our gospel readings for today, Jesus tells us two parables about finding what is lost. As is the case with most of his parables, Jesus presents us with a fairly simple story, easy to repeat and to remember. But when we meditate on these stories, we find many layers of meaning which light our path to the kingdom of God. In our first layer of meaning is the understanding that the sheep and the coins are not just sheep and coins. The sheep and the coins represent all of us. We are the lost in these stories. We are lost to God. God is the shepherd and the woman who has lost her coin. God is worried about us. God wants us to be found. Being lost to God means that we have forgotten something fundamental about ourselves, that we have lost our connection to that divine spark, which is the birthright of every one of us. I was thinking about people being lost, and I remembered the lost boys from the story of Peter Pan, or The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up by Sir James Matthew Barrie. The lost boys are so lost that they have forgotten how to grow up at all. Although even in the paradise of Neverland, some of them do grow up and become lost men. The pirates, who are the crew of Captain Hook's ship, the Jolly Roger. When we are lost to God and have forgotten our Creator and God, we don't mature into adulthood and responsibility. Maybe some of us retain that innocence of childhood, as the lost boys do, but others of us mature into lost people who actively participate in the evil of the world. Our reading from Jeremiah today describes people who are lost as being foolish or stupid. They do not know me. They have no understanding, but do possess skill in doing evil, as they do not know how to do good. There was also a movie which came to my mind about being lost. This movie has many characters, an entire isolated community of people who are just like the ones described in our reading from Jeremiah. In this movie, there is also a man accused of being lost. However, he is the only one in the story who knows exactly who he is and where he is going. This movie is the Western epic from 1958, The Big Country. In this movie, Gregory Peck is a retired sea captain who travels to an unnamed part of the American Western Plains to marry a cattle baron's daughter. Everyone tells him how important it is to stay on the road, and that if he leaves it, he will be lost on the endless plains. But for a man who can navigate on the open ocean with a compass and the sun overhead, and the knowledge of where he is in relation to the road and the river, the Big Muddy, he knows exactly where he is and who he is. Gregory Peck's sea captain character is a model of Christian modesty and forbearance. He is roughed up by some local cowboys and just passes it off as being new to the area, an initiation any newcomer would face. He refuses to fight the Charlton Heston character in front of a crowd, instead fighting with him in private in the very early hours of the following morning, then asking the question, what did this fight prove? He ultimately brings an end to a war between competing cattle barons by promising water to both barons from the same river, the Big Muddy, that by the end of the movie, he controls. Being lost to God is not a problem that God can solve for us. It is our problem in that we have lost our relationship with God within ourselves. And because of this loss of connection with our divine nature, we blindly seek to fill the void it leaves in our lives. The supporting characters in The Big Country, and many of us, are lost to ourselves. Lost without that anchor of a relationship to our divine nature. We attempt to fill that void with possessions and wealth, with hard work and an endless effort to get ahead by being ruthless and demanding. Or, as the sea captain in the movie, The Big Country, we succeed in finding God and finding ourselves and knowing exactly who we are. Finding ourselves, taking ownership of our salvation by seeking God in prayer and study. Where we, through God's grace and mercy, come to that realization that God has also been looking for us all along, so that he can extend his forgiveness to each of us. Jesus, in the parable of the lost sheep, concludes with the mystery of redemption. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. In the parable of the lost coin, the woman spends more money on the celebration of finding her coin than the value of the coin which was lost. The woman and her neighbors celebrating the finding of the coin are God and his heavenly host, rejoicing that a person lost to God and themselves has returned to a state of grace. We are not coins with some set value. Each of us is of infinite worth, created in the image of God himself, which is why the heavens rejoice when any of us are redeemed by accepting God's mercy and forgiveness. Paul describes the arc of his own life in his letter to Timothy. The lost man, Saul, turned away from his path of blasphemy, persecution, and violence, finding gratitude, mercy, and faithfulness. He became the Apostle Paul, the best version of himself through the good news of Jesus the Christ. We are all called to go and do likewise, seeking God, finding ourselves, becoming that person that only God knows we can and will be. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever. Amen.